Hey lovelies, it's Madison and welcome to the first episode of the Photography Podcast. I'm Madison and I am so excited to be with you guys. This is going to be a fun journey. This episode is all about what you need to start your very own photography business. So first of all, you need to come up with a name, a special name, a unique name. So the way I came up with my name is my name, obviously. My name is Madison Quinn, and so my business is called Maddie Q's Photography. It is a family name. People call me Maddie Q, Maddie, so I decided, why not? You know what I mean? So that is my name. You can come up with your name. It's either something very special to you, something you love to do, something that just rings in your ear, or you could even really search online and be like, unique names, and pick that. You know, it doesn't have to be your name, even though most photography is like Susie Taylor Photography, but one is like Shine a Little Photography. See, that's not your name, right? So you could totally do that. So the next thing that you're going to want to start your business is a Facebook, an Instagram, and a Twitter if you want it, and a YouTube if you want it. I have an Instagram, and I have a Facebook, and I recently just got a Twitter. I don't really use it very often, but anyways. And I do have a YouTube, but I don't know how to use it really. but for sure get a Facebook and an Instagram, because that's what most people nowadays use. For sure, if you're a teen, get a Instagram if you don't have one, or create a business page on your Instagram account you already have. So you're going to want to do that. You want to add your profile picture to that. You're going to want to add your very first post, add your bio, your hours, and, share with people, tell them to like it, and the first 10 people to like it get a free session or whatever. Like, that's some business things that you need to do, right? The next thing you're going to want to do is create your website. I use Infolio.com. It is a great website. You can also put your pictures on there, and it has a portfolio, client galleries, and you can put your Instagram on there, and people can go to your Instagram from your website, which is awesome. I love that. You can put testimonies on there about people, what they like about your business, what they like about you, what do they like about how you do business. But there's different ones, different search engines. Pixieset.com is also good. Shootproof.com is also good. Those are the only ones that I've really used. Pixieset is also like a client gallery. And you can send out, and they recently just added where you can have a website on there too. But Zenfolio, you can create a custom domain for the not free version, obviously. There's a free version, and then there's several payment plans. I think of like the first one or something. I don't really remember. And Wix is also another good one where you can create your own website. That takes a lot of time. That one is very tedious. I would not recommend that one for your first one. Or you could do Squarespace or Weebly. Those are some good ones. I haven't really used those, so I can't recommend it, but I can tell you about them. So then you're going to want to add that to your Instagram and to your Facebook so clients can find and book you. And a Wix, you can have a booking thing on there. And Zenfolio can too. I'm not quite sure about the other ones. I haven't really used them. I'm just telling you about them. So the next thing you're going to want to do is get some credit card readers. Get you a Venmo account. Get you a Cash Me app. Open up a checking account so you can put your money in. If you don't have one already, yeah, use that. You're going to want to get a good laptop, a good computer to edit. You're going to want that. So get yourself a laptop. Get Photoshop Classic and Lightroom Classic and download it onto your computer, your desktop. Get it on your phone too. It's really easy to use it on your phone too. You're also going to want Oh, what's that called? I'm sorry. You're going to want to get an external hard drive so you can save all your photos onto that. And so you don't accidentally delete a photo for your client. That would be really sad. You're going to also want a card reader to plug into your computer to extract from the card and put the pictures onto your laptop so you can take it anywhere. You're going to want that. You're going to love that. I love my card reader. It's so awesome. You're also going to want some business cards. Vistaprints is what I used. Vistaprints is awesome. Shout out to Vistaprints. They're not sponsoring this, but they make some really good business cards, and I would definitely use them again. 5 out of 5. Let's see. What else would you need? Oh, you're going to want to do some free sessions first, you know. Get started, get the hang of things. Do some free ones. And people can tip you, give you a little tip if you do it free. Because you don't want to start out with payment. You want to start doing free ones and then work your way up to that. Work your way up. You're going to want to do some with your friends, your families, and then do a giveaway. Like, I did a best friend giveaway for Best Friends Day. Did a Valentine's, I did a Mother's Day, I did Father's Day, you know. Do mini sessions. I've done watermelon mini sessions, 4th of July, Mommy and Me for Mother's Day, Daddy and Me for Father's Day. What's another one? Back to school, spring, summer, winter, fall, Christmas, holiday, Easter. You could do tons of mini sessions. I charge $40 for a 15-minute session is what I charge, which is a really good price, honestly. And they're so cute. I'd also get yourself a monopod is what it's called. If you're going to be doing events, get a monopod. That is always a lifesaver. But just have a goal-setting mindset of what you want your photography business to be. Just set your mind to where you want to go with this, where you want to do. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do something, because you're the only one who knows what you can do, and you're the only one who can tell yourself what you can do. So don't listen to anybody else. Listen to yourself. So I think that's really all you need. Oh, you need a camera. I totally forgot. You need a camera. Like, it doesn't matter what camera. It's not the camera that makes the picture, it's the photographer. So, I started with a Canon Rebel T6i. I loved it. I now have a Canon EOS 5D Mark IV. It is a great camera. I love it. It is definitely a really good quality. Ooh, it's much better than my T6i, but you do not have to start out with an expensive camera. That is not what it's about. It's about the photographer making the image. It's not the camera. Well, it kind of is, but half of it is the photographer. So you don't really need a good camera to get started. So get like a $300 camera and use that. I would recommend to get the kit that comes with a few lenses and the case. But you don't have to. But if you want a lens, then you might as well get it. And then I would also recommend getting a 51.8. It is an amazing lens. I love it. A 51.4 is also really good. You might want to get that one too. And the 70-200. Oh, I love it. It's the big daddy one. I love it. You would also use that for like large events, weddings, or up close pictures. I love up close pictures. In my opinion, they are so cute. Especially for babies. They're so, so cute. Excuse me. So, I don't think this is a necessity for photography, but if you're growing your portfolio, I would think it is a necessity that you need it. You're going to want some headshot paper, right? If you're going to do some headshots. So, you're going to want some paper for your backdrop? Yes. You're going to want... not tripod, I guess they are tripods, to hold up your curtain so you can do pictures like that. You're going to want some strobe lights. You're going to want some speed lights. for flat off-camera flash, you're going to want tripods, more tripods. You're going to want fabric to put on top of your backdrop holder. You're going to want lights for babies. You're going to want all different kinds of lights. That is just the beginning of a successful photography business. If you just work at it and work at it and work at it and practice and practice and practice, you're going to get the hang of it. You're going to get it. So that's all I have for today. But please stay tuned for my next episode. I am so excited about this podcast. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me at madisonqb@yahoo.com or message me on my photography Instagram or Facebook. I'm at Maddie Q's Photography. Instagram is at MaddieQ's_photography. So if you have any questions, please let me know. My email is and social medias is going to be in the comments of this podcast. All right, you guys, don't forget to stay lovely, stay fearless, and stay fabulous, because God loves you. Bye, lovelies.